You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Marie from the Visitors Information Centre is waiting on the other end of the telephone line. Good afternoon, Marie.
Hello, Johnny. Hi to all the listeners.
How are you this afternoon?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent news. That's great. Excellent news. What a beautiful day out there.
It is a very nice. Yeah, definitely a bit of a change in the weather, though.
Yeah, you've been out for a walk around the lake?
Yeah, and there's lots happening out there today too. I think there's a big fun run or something happening around the lake.
Yep.
Yeah, everything is a buzz. Great to see people out and about.
Good stuff, absolutely. Mm. Talking about out and about, we've got a lot of out and abouts this weekend.
We sure have, yeah. We certainly have got lots to choose from, particularly tomorrow being the big day, which is just as well. You could have a bit of a rest on Sunday.
Tomorrow,
going to get up right and early and get to all the bargains at the Tatura Community Townwide Monster Garage Sale.
Yeah.
So anyone who loves a garage sale, this is actually lots of garage sales within one huge big garage sale.
Mm.
Head out to the Tatura Community House, which is where you pick up your map for $2. And that's located at 12 to 16 Casey Street in Tatura. That's just one street sort of back from the main street.
Right.
And last year they had over 60 different residences hosting garage sales, hoping to really exceed the numbers this year. So if you love a garage sale, here's a great opportunity to get along and just, go from place to place and experience lots of bargains, I am sure.
Mm.
So 8 a.m. is when it all kicks off and wraps up at around 1 p.m. tomorrow out at Tatura.
That's absolutely great, yeah.
And while you're out at Tatura, another exciting event that is happening tomorrow out there is the inaugural Tatura Market. It's a new community market happening in Stuart Mock Place, which is along the main street there of Tatura. They're going to have some live music, kids' activities, lots of stalls, lots of unique gifts, of course, coming up for Mother's Day.
Just in time, yep.
Special, you know, something.
Yep.
So, yeah, here's a great opportunity to find it. And the weather's looking good for this one, so it should be a great atmosphere. And, of course, while you're in Tatura, there's a great food and beverage scene along Hogan Street, so you'll be sure to pick up some yummy, tasty treats and some great coffee. But, yeah, just follow on the socials, Greater Shep or Greater Shepherding Great Things, to find out more about the stallholders that will be part of this market. But they have got a fantastic array lined up, I can
Exactly.
Then as you pop back maybe towards the Shepparton direction, call into Maroopna on your way. There's another garage sale. This time it's before the St. Albans Anglican Church, so at their canteen, 15 to 17 Young Street, Maroopna, just in around sort of behind near where the old Ardmona factory used to be.
Yep, it used to be their canteen, actually,
Exactly. So, yeah, they've got, the sale happening there in the canteen. They'll have a sausage sizzle going, so you can have a snag or you can have a cuppa. There's a beautiful garden there as well. So great opportunity to go along and support some of the great work, because proceeds do go on to a mix of local and broader charitable works and organisations. So another good one to support tomorrow.
Absolutely, yep.
And another outdoor activity as well. We're really counting on this brilliant weather.
Yeah, reckon.
At the Botanic Gardens tomorrow. They are doing a great thing with an event happening there. It's More to See and Know. And it's a great opportunity to find out a bit more about how the Botanic Gardens have evolved and continue to evolve, with a guided tour from River Connect and the Friends of the Botanic Gardens, who are a fantastic group of volunteers who do a whole lot of work there. And, yeah, we wouldn't have the gardens without the great work they've done through the years. So go and hear direct from the experts. They'll have some great stories to tell about how they've regenerated that, what used to be, of course, landfill site.
Did too, yep.
Now showcasing great Australian native plants, and there's all different themed gardens as well that reflect the history of our region and its diversity. It's a great story. We love telling it to the visitors that come through the visitor centre, but here's a chance for you locals as well to find out what it's all about. Of course, the Botanic Gardens are located off Riverside Drive in Kiala, and that event is happening from 10 till 11. They would prefer booking, but you can just turn up as well. And there'll be free tea and coffee provided at the end of the event also. So beautiful day to go out and explore that.
Yeah, absolutely. Go and have a look because it's a heck of a hill out there.
Yeah.
We used to laughingly call it Mount Koala, but you know.
Yep. About one of the best viewpoints we can have.
Absolutely. Yep. It's a great spot.
And then we'll move on to Sunday when there's another happening around Victoria Park Lake. It is a very popular place. This time it's a walk for midwives and International Day of the Midwife coming up. And so Goulburn Valley Health is hosting this walk around the lake, and they're welcoming anyone from across the Goulburn Valley, families young and old, to participate in the walk. There'll be a food truck and coffee on site as well, so just bring along your picnic blanket and make a bit of a day out of it. Do the walk and then, yeah, relax and enjoy the company. You'll get some exercise, fresh air, a picnic as well, and some steps to add to the count. So that's from 11 till 1:30 on Sunday around Victoria Park Lake. And all in recognition of wonderful midwives who do just amazing work.
They certainly do.
I've been catching up on series after series of Call the Midwife lately, and boy, does that give you a wonderful...
Oh, yeah, exactly right.
Incredibly skilled and talented they are.
And on the 4th, we've got Star Wars Day too, haven't we? Out in the park.
Goodness. Exactly. Yeah. May the 4th be with you.
You've got to be careful the day after, though.
Why is that?
That's the revenge of the 5th.
Yep. So Art in the Park, of course, is an Activities in the Park event. This one is a $5 cost tag attached to it, and bookings through Try Booking from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. But it's a chance to pick up your paintbrush, have some fun painting one of your favourite droids. Beginners, professionals, anyone can go along. It'll be a great, welcoming environment. Then you get to take what you've created home as well. And there'll be fun giveaways.
Yep, no worries at all. Great activities, Marie.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a huge...
Boy, what a weekend, especially Saturday with all those sales. Yeah. That's going to be absolutely amazing.
It sure will.
Fantastic. No worries.
All right. Any more information, of course, listeners can contact us at the Visitor Centre. We're at the Fan Building on Victoria Park Lake, open every day from 9 till 5.
Yep.
Give us a call or look us up on the web at shepandgv.com.au.
Or even better, go in and say good day.
Yeah, we'd love to see you.
No worries, Marie. Thank you very much. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, John.
Or at least one of the lovely people from out there. Good the last couple of weeks talking to other folks too. It's been great.
For sure. Thank you.
Thanks, Marie. Bye-bye for now. There's Marie from the Visitors Information Centre. What a fantastic weekend we've got coming up.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.